praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee served the Lord faithfully for more than 70 years, culminating with his exhaustive commentary on the entire scriptures called Life Study of the Bible. We're happy to bring you recorded excerpts from his ministry. At the end of the program, we'll give you the website where you can find out more about the remarkable ministry of these two men. But for now, we hope you enjoy today's program. What is genuine spiritual growth? The term is found repeatedly in Scripture, and it's tossed about quite freely by Christians, yet what does it really mean to grow or to grow in Christ? The Apostle Paul uses this term many times with a corresponding phrase, we have been rooted in Christ, as a plant or a tree has been rooted into rich soil. Such a plant's growth comes not from studying the Bible or by determination or by laboring, but it comes by absorbing the rich nutrients from the soil in which it's been rooted. Being rooted in Christ and growing with the growth of God. That's our topic on this Life Study of the Bible. And Dick Taylor has joined us, I would say confidently, Dick, I think, for a wonderful life study today. Welcome back.
I would say absolutely wonderful. Rooted in Christ and being built up in Him, what could be better?
Dick, that is the title of the message today. You just gave it, having been rooted in Christ and being built up in Him. And this comes from Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Having been rooted and being built up in Him and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Paul liked this metaphor, Dick, of being rooted, especially how it relates to the matter of growth and growing. Can you say a little bit before we begin today about the organic aspect? It's a very organic term, isn't it? Being rooted in Christ.
Really so, Chris. It's good to see that our relationship with the Lord Jesus is not an objective one, where He is just someone who is far away from us, but it tells us that God has placed us in Christ just like a tree is in some soil. We're planted in Him, rooted in Him. And so our relationship is one of remaining in His presence, one of absorbing all that He is, having His very element and His riches added to our being so that we could actually grow with the growth of God, just like a baby or a child grows by eating. The more you eat, the more that food actually becomes your increase, your enlargement, your expansion. So you grow with the growth of that food, with the increase of that food.
Right.
And likewise, as we take Christ in, we enjoy Christ with all of His riches, we become those who grow in the divine life. So we're not just placed on Christ or beside Christ. We're in Him and actually into Him. And we're absorbing all the unsearchable riches of Christ into us so that we could grow with the growth of God.
You know, Dick, one of the things that has been a result of this radio project, we get to talk to so many people now who are hearing this ministry for the first time. And I know in all the years you've been very active preaching the gospel on campuses, speaking to people wherever you go about Christ, and introducing them to this ministry. A frequently heard question is, where did Witness Lee and Watchman Nee get so much light in the Bible? I've read these verses and I just don't see it, but when I hear them, the lights go on, my eyes are opened. I think our first segment today is going to be a very good insight into where this light comes from.
Amen.
And he's going to pick up a verse that goes with verse 7 we already read, and it's one you've already touched or quoted a portion of, and that's verse 19 in chapter 2. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. When we put this phrase with what we saw in verse 7, Dick, about being rooted in Him, this is going to be the source of a lot of light. Let's join Witness Lee.
The first thing I like to point out that in reading these verses, we just act to take them for granted. We just read. And we think we understand them. For instance, you read Colossians 2:7, having been rooted and being built up in Him. Everybody knows it. Don't you know it? You understand it. You understand it, but you don't understand it. See, you take this verse as for granted. Number one. Then number two, when we read the Bible, we have a kind of habit to avoid the hardship. We just don't like to have hardship. We like to have the easiness. We like to avoid. You see, we don't like to dig into it. We don't like to spend some time to pray about it, to pray ready, to pray and ask the Lord to open up the depth of the Word to us. We don't have this habit, which means still many times I like to avoid the hardship. I like to be easy. So all these verses are just and understood and taken as for granted and avoiding the hardship. So we may read Colossians 2:19, holding the height, out of whom the body grows with the growth of God. We read again and again and again and again and again. Well, sorry to say, you never get into the implications. Body grows with the growth of God. What does this mean? Too important. To grow it. With what? With Bible knowledge? To grow with what? With doctrines? With Bible verses? To grow with what? With what, you say? With the growth of God. Oh, my. Does God grow? Does God grow? Is God an infant? Huh? Does God grow? How could you have the growth of God? So here you have hardship. Don't stay away from the hardship. Don't skip over. Don't jump over. You must stay. You must pray, Lord, show me what is the growth of God. Lord, show me why God has to grow.
Dick, I think we are all impressed and exposed by this marvelous insight into how to read the Bible and how not to read the Bible. I really appreciated the way he let the Word itself lead him into the right questions to ask. In this case, does God grow? Does God need to grow?
Mm-hmm, that's good.
What about the answer to these questions, Dick, that came from this kind of seeking?
I like that phrase, Chris, grows with the growth of God. And so the question, like you said, is does God grow? Does God need to grow? Does he need to grow like a little child? Well, actually, we know in himself, God is perfect and complete. He does not need to grow. But in us, he surely needs to grow. We could surely understand this way. It's one thing for us to receive him. Perhaps all of you who are listening have all received him as your Savior. But how much of him is there constituted into your being? How much God do you possess? How much God has grown up into you to become your very being? We all have to admit we received him. But we need much, much more. So we need the growth of God. We need the addition and the increase of God himself within us. I was thinking, Chris, of Paul in Philippians 3. He realized that God had laid hold of him. But he also said, oh, that I may gain Christ. He realized he had received the Lord, but there was so much more of the Lord to receive. And I like this verse in Colossians 2, 6 and 7, talks about we receive Christ. As you've therefore received Christ, so walk in him, having been rooted and being built up. So that means we begin by receiving, and we walk by unceasingly and continually receiving him, so that there's more and more and more of God constituted into our being. We all would be quite willing to admit, I believe, that we have received the Lord, and there's a certain amount of Christ in us. But we need the growth of God. That means we need God to increase within us. We need much more of Christ. So I believe our attitude should be, let's gain Christ. Let's abide in him and let him increase himself within us until we're mature.
Dick, as you and I were fellowshipping a little bit before we began recording, and as we touched in our opening today, This picture of the plant or the tree being rooted or planted in the soil, I think really, as we're going to see in the rest of the broadcast today, this is a marvelous illustration of this matter of growth and where the growth comes from. Of course, the land that the tree has been planted in doesn't increase, doesn't grow in itself.
That's right. That's true.
But by means of the absorption that takes place in the plant, absorbing the nutrients and the elements of the soil, there is an increase in a sense of that nutrient, isn't there?
That's true. And the soil signifies Christ. He's the all-inclusive good land. So he doesn't need to grow. But surely we plants, we need to grow a lot.
Dick, we're going to stand on the same point in this coming segment. Here's Witness Lee once more.
The body grows with the growth of God. With the growth of God. What is this? Take time. Take time. Don't go away. Don't skip over. Stay here. Stay right here with the growth of God. Pray. Pray for one morning. Pray for one night. Pray for another morning. Pray for another night until the Lord will answer your prayer. This must happen to me. I did this, and this happened to me. Eventually, the Lord told me, how much God do you have within you? How much God do you have within you? God is complete. God is perfect, eternally perfect and complete. But in you, how much God? Right away, I have to say, sorry, Lord. I just have not that much God. I don't have that much God. Then the Lord said, doesn't God need to grow in you? Don't you need God to grow in you? Don't you need God to be added in you? Right away, I got the light. You see the point? I got the light. Maya, this means a lot. This is to take time to get into the depths of the Holy Word. Then you realize where you are. Then you realize what you need. You need to have more of God added into you. You need to have God growing in you, increasing in you. Now, up to this point, another implication is God what? Just a term? Just an object of our worship, or what? You see? Or what? This implication ushers you into the riches of Christ. The unsearchable riches of Christ. God is the richest one. He is the most rich one. He is rich in virtue. He is rich in glory. He's rich in this, in that, too many virtues. God is rich in all the virtues. In love, in kindness, in mercy, in light, in life, in power, in strength. My, endless. God is rich. And this rich God is hiding himself into you. My dear ones, just this little phrase, growth of God, impress how much? Impress how much? And here we could see what we need is not just Bible verses. What we need is the very rich God with all his riches conveyed in all these verses. We need these. Just the verses. They don't help us to grow. But the riches conveyed in all these verses will become the very element and substance with which we grow. We all have to see these.
Dick, there was so much in this little segment. I'm not sure where to pick it up, but I was very impressed with this last point, and that is that it's not the Bible verses themselves that cause us to grow, but it is the riches of Christ that the verses bring us to that cause the growth. Did this strike you as well?
It really did, Chris, and it's so good that the Lord doesn't want us to approach the Word just in a mere mental way,
right?
But rather, he wants us to open to him exercising our spirit, and I appreciate even saying amen to his word and calling on his name. As you read a verse, just for example, having been rooted in him, just call, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for rooting me in yourself. As you open your being, praying, calling on the Lord, saying amen to his word, then you touch this wonderful Christ with all of his riches who is embodied in the written word. Then all of his riches, that means all that he is with all of his virtues, like our brother mentioned, his love, his kindness, his mercy, his light, his power, his joy, his love, everything. Even this moment, we get to be those who are partaking of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Just by what? Not touching the letter of the word, but by touching the spirit within the word, where there are the unsearchable riches of Christ. And as we get into the word this way, by opening our being and exercising our spirit, touching the Lord as we read his word, then his very element, his very substance gets added to us. And we are those who grow with the growth of God, indicating that God himself can increase, expand, and enlarge himself within us. So this is very precious. I am so grateful to the Lord for this ministry, Chris, because I have been brought to the word not merely as a kind of a textbook to study,
right,
but as the very embodiment of the wonderful God with all the unsearchable riches of Christ for us to partake of, enjoy, and to grow by, that we might grow with the growth of God. Just as we listen to this ministry, and even as our brother takes time to open up these verses, we're impressed again that we are not here just for the outward knowledge, but we are here to gain this unsearchably rich Christ who's embodied within the Scriptures.
Isn't it wonderful, Dick, when you're enjoying your reading along and you sense the Word literally conveying you to the person being conveyed in that Word?
Amen.
Yeah, the person behind that Word.
Amen.
And I began reading the Gospel of Luke again recently, and I've been having this experience day by day, it seems. I'm just being brought to this person with such a fine humanity that's portrayed in the Gospel of Luke, and I realize these riches are really contained in the Word. The riches of Christ are contained in the Word, and this is the source of our growth.
It's really true, Chris. And even not only reading a book like the Gospel, but we may even just read one verse. As we take time to absorb these riches, to pray and to open our being, just one verse can completely change our entire being because Christ, with his unsearchable riches, gets added to us. Many times we're just in too big of a hurry, and we'll see later on in the broadcast, we'll realize we need to slow down and just touch this wonderful, unsearchably rich Christ in his word by exercising our spirit and opening to him.
Let's go back to Witness Lee, Dick.
We need to take time to absorb the riches of our God. He is not just a term. He is not just an object of our worship. No, he is substantial. He is rich. And he is real. So we need to absorb him. He is the all-inclusive, process, triune God as the life-giving spirit. We tell us even. And we have the Spirit. We just need to spend some time not remaining in our mind or emotion, but remaining in our spirit, giving him some adoration, some praises, some thanks, and talk to him in a free way. By this way, you fellowship with him at the time you absorb his riches. You see the point? And by this, he adds himself more into you. The more he adds himself into you, the more growth he gives you. He gives us growth in this way. Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gives growth. What I can do here in my ministry the most is to plant or to water. I cannot give you growth. I cannot give you God. Only God himself can give you he himself. Without God, you don't have growth. So you need to go to him. He's the food. You need to sit down at his dining table, eating him. Taking more time to eat him slowly. Chewing him slowly. Then you get more of him. This more of him is the growth. He gives you the growth, means he gives you he himself.
Dick, this is a revolutionary concept or view of growth that we're getting, isn't it?
It really is.
Our concept, it's by studying, maybe attending seminary, or by doing things for God. These will lead to our growth. But Dick, we're being presented with another universe here, aren't we?
That's true. Suppose we just attend a seminary. We may come out with just mere knowledge, but not one bit of the addition of God into our being. This is tragic. So it's not just a matter of head knowledge. It's a matter of God himself increasing within our being. That's what really counts. I was really enjoying, as our brother was speaking, weren't you, Chris, that Paul said, I planted,
yes.
Apollos watered.
Yes.
Our relationship with the Lord is an organic one. And what's needed is God who gives the growth. It's a planting, it's a watering, but it's actually God who gives the growth. And I appreciate that this wonderful Christ today is the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit. We're planted into him as the rich soil, and also he's in the Word, and he's also in our spirit. And as our brother mentioned, we just need to be those who remain with him in our spirit, even having free talks with him as we get into the Word. And then he adds himself to us. And this addition of himself with all of his precious nutrients and riches is just the growth of God himself within us, so that we could be those who are growing with the growth of God. So really, I feel, Chris, the main thing to stress here is that we need to be those who really take time to absorb him. We need to slow down, not be so quick. We need to be those who not only open the Bible, but also open our being, get into our spirit where he is, and get into the Bible where he's embodied, and enjoy him. And I like that. In our spirit, have free talks with him, opening our whole being, praying as we read the Word, then he, with all of his unsearchable riches, is added to our being. We grow with the growth of God, and this is the addition of God into our being. And in this way, we really get builded up with God himself, not only personally, but with others who are growing with the growth of God.
You know, Dick, I don't know how conscious the tree or the plant is of the absorption that's taking place. It just stays rooted, planted in the soil, in taking in the water, taking in the sunlight, taking in the clean, fresh air. And spontaneously, while that's happening, there is an absorption going on, this growth process, isn't there?
That's really true.
When we're in the Lord's presence in such a way as you were just talking about, even just having free talk in our spirit with the Lord, free fellowship with him, open and conversing with him, this absorbing process is ongoing, isn't it?
Really true. And this absorbing process, we could say, is eating. What we need to do is eat. We need more eating of Christ. Let's eat Christ by absorbing him in and through his Word.
Amen.
Amen.
Dick, this was not a message that was rich in doctrine or teaching, but I certainly got nourished today. How about you?
Me too.
Well, we invite you to contact us. We'd love to give you the written messages that accompany these life study radio programs. Three volumes comprise the whole set of the Book of Colossians, 65 messages in total, and we would love to get that to you. If you'll contact us, we'll tell you how you can do that. Our toll-free number, 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Our mailing address, Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. And our email address, radio@lsm.org. I would like to encourage you, tell a friend about this program that maybe has not had a chance to listen. We would love to hear from you and your friends and all those who you have brought to Christ and to enjoy and absorb his riches and grow thereby.
Praise the Lord.
Dick, thank you once again.
You're welcome, Brother Chris.
For Dick Taylor today, I'm Chris Wilde, and thank you very much for listening. Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee spent 7 decades in the 20th century speaking Christ, first in Asia and then North America, eventually all over the world. The culmination of those 70 years of ministry was his Life Study of the Bible, an exhaustive exposition of the entire Scriptures. This unique commentary focuses on how Christ can be life to man in an experiential and practical way. These programs encapsulate Witness Lee's speaking in just 26 minutes. But to get the complete riches, visit lifestudy.com. From there, you can read all of the Life Study messages in their entirety or download any of our more than 1,700 audio programs at no cost. Again, that website is lifestudy.com. Thanks for listening.